Hi, I'm Chaim Goldman, executive producer of Biblical Health Television. And as I made more than clear in last week's editorial, I am most certainly not a doctor. And if you didn't yet listen to my week one commentary titled Biblical Health, Obedience, or Miracle, please do so before listening to this one. We have designed Biblical Health TV to build line upon line and precept upon precept. And there is actually a method to our madness, as it were, as to the sequence in which we are presenting our broadcast to you. Yes, that's right. Even my rants are done in order, because I take my own extreme and sometimes irrational opinions exceptionally seriously. But I digress. As I stated last time, my job each week, along with making sure that BHTV provides you and your family with fearlessly presented, biblically founded health information that you can use to benefit your life today, is to comment myself on a variety of topics that interest me and I feel will also be of interest to you. And since I'm not a doctor, but a sovereign citizen beholden to no man, you can count on me to say just about anything I feel like. God help us all. Anywho, Dr. Jeff and I are really digging our Join the Revolution tagline, and you'll see our little promo with it on the front of all of our new videos. So, because the video and text article teaching this week are preaching Revolution 2, it seemed that that's what I should talk about. So, once again, we thank you, as a member of Biblical Health TV, for joining the revolution already. We're so happy to have you on our side for this battle for our health and very lives. Week 2's video teaching is by Dr. Gary Tunsky, and it's titled, The Revolutionary Field of Cytopathy. Yes, I know it sounds a lot like a lecture you would sleep through in college, but Dr. Gary's teachings are always amazing, and this one just amazes me. As executive producer for BHTV, between recording it live and editing it, I've probably listened to this teaching at least 4 or 5 times already, and it was compelling every time. Dr. Gary just has this way of explaining complex science in a thoroughly engaging way. We need to understand this genuinely revolutionary science of what really causes disease, or we will fall for just about anything the medical and pharmaceutical establishments tell us is true. In this week's text article, Dr. Andrea Hazim, aka Dr. Jeff's wife, challenges you to join the nutritional cooking revolution. Don't just listen to what she says. Actually answer the questions she poses. Write your responses down and then take action to get the breakthroughs you need. Everyone knows that we are what we eat. And so what does that make you when you eat junk food? Catch my drift? We all have choices to make, my brothers and sisters, and our Creator commanded us to choose life. Okay, now it's my turn. And remember, I'm not a doctor. So what do we mean here at Biblical Health Television when we say join the revolution? First, let's define what a revolution is, then how revolted and revolting we would like you to get, and finally explain the basic plan BHTV provides so you can rage against the machine with us. If it would help you to slip on a tie-dye t-shirt and some Birkenstocks at this time, feel free. But since Jesus was the ultimate revolutionary, you might rightly call him a rebel. Let's make sure to at least put on a heavenly perspective. So, here's the dictionary definition of revolution, and let's see if it applies. 1. A forcible overthrow of a government or social order in favor of a new system. Yeah, okay, sort of. Number 2. The class struggle that is expected to lead to political change and the triumph of communism. Well, in an abstract way, but not really. Number 3. A dramatic and wide-reaching change in the way something works, or is organized, or in people's ideas about it. Okay, here we go. A dramatic and wide-reaching change in the way something works, or is organized, or in people's ideas about it. As you know, here at BHTV, we advocate that you get educated about health in all its forms so you can make proper decisions and take appropriate actions for you and your family. As believers, we give all the credit to our Creator for everything, but we also understand that we have a role to play in guarding and stewarding what He puts into our hands. And nothing is more precious to guard and steward than our own life and health. Now, you may argue that taking personal stewardship over your own health doesn't need a revolution, except maybe a personal one. But unfortunately, evil men have spent so many years creating a global system that promotes disease creation and maintenance that, at least around these parts, we feel that we do need to have an actual revolution, at least within the church, and throw those bums out. There must be a dramatic and wide-ranging change in, first, our understanding and ideas about health, that will then lead to an overthrow of this evil system, or at least a purging of it from the lives of believers. And then that will usher in a better system, that of biblical health. And who knows, maybe when enough of us come out of the Babylonian disease care system, it will bring the Messianic Age, where the Almighty's pure government, not a socialist communist counterfeit, will rule and reign. Okay, just like any revolution, we need people to take action, and that's where you come in. You've already joined us, or at least you're here on a trial membership checking us out. So if you are willing, this is what we want you to do. We want you to do something that some may say is not very Christian, and get mad. Now, I don't mean rage, but I mean the kind of righteous anger with which Jesus went into the temple and drove out the money changers. These evil men of the earth that we read about in Revelation 18, the ones who are deceiving the nations through their drugs and other chemical pollutants, are corrupting your temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit that is your physical body, and they need to be driven out now. And if we look to Rebel Jesus as an example, and he wasn't always a good Christian gentleman, I think you'll have to agree, we need to allow some indignation to rise up in us. Grab a whip, flip over some tables, and get those who wish to destroy us out of our lives. They have no power over us that we do not give them. But until we realize just how much we have been deceived, and that they have been stealing, killing, and destroying us unmercifully for our entire lives, and at least allow ourselves to be a little perturbed over it. Can I ask you to get perturbed? There's not going to be much of a revolution taking place, and the great men of the earth will just keep up with business as usual. So you know, in Revelation 18, Babylon and these evil men who are responsible for the death of the prophets, the saints, and all those who were slain on the earth are utterly destroyed, and we are told to rejoice over their demise. So please don't feel the need to have any heart for them now. It's an evil system, folks. And even though we all know some medical doctors, and they are, for the most part, very nice guys who believe they are bringing health to people, they have freely chosen to join this system and propagate its deathly practices. Even if they are ignorant, they are still liable for their own negligence, especially when that negligence kills people every day. Did you know that more than 750,000 people in the U.S. die every year from medical mistakes? That's 750,000 people just in America, or the death toll of 250 9/11 attacks every single year. And of that 750,000, more than 100,000 of them die from, get this, properly prescribed medications. Not people taking the wrong pharmakia, mind you, but being killed by taking just what the doctors ordered. You may not be totally confident that a natural health approach to disease, especially so-called terminal disease, really works, but I can assure you that proper diet and exercise is not killing 750,000 Americans each year. So, what do we want you to do now? Well, simply, keep taking advantage of the unique biblical health resources Biblical Health TV supplies. And here's where the rubber hits the road. Apply what you learn in relevant, practical ways to your daily life immediately. Take action, folks. Overthrow the bondage of your old paradigms. Put new systems in place in your life, and together we will see the change. If not across the world, then at least in the church. And even until then, we will have our own temples cleansed, a place from which we can perform sacrificial service and send up a pleasing aroma to the Almighty. Excuse me now while I go back and read Revelation 18 and rejoice, knowing that one day, hopefully very soon, Babylon will truly be fallen. Come on out, my brothers and sisters, while there's still time. And don't you know, it's going to be all right. All right. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Chaim Goldman, and I'm not a doctor, although I play one on Biblical Health TV. If you have a question, need any assistance, wish to give feedback, or even just want to say an encouraging Viva la Revolucion, please do so through our help desk at www.biblicalhealth.tv/help, or click on the member help support link here on the website.